special guest on the Larry Show, it's Tremont Williams! Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry Bacara!
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Boys and girls, moms and dads, welcome, and this just in. The Packers have scored 50 points in back-to-back games for the first time in franchise history. That almost demands an ode, does it not? I'm glad you agree. It's entitled, Ode to the Packers Scoring 50 Points in Back-to-Back Games for the First Time in Franchise History. By Larry McCarron. Remember the Polish Messiah, a kicker named Chester Markel? He had a word for these Packers. He'd call them unincredible. They put up 50 like it's normal. Make it look easy when it's not. It's the NFL, for heaven's sake. The other guys get paid a lot. Yeah. Almost over. The Eagles are a good example. Came in at 7-2. But 53 points later, just a pile of bird do. Where else can you get sophistication like that except on Packers Live? Speaking of sophisticated, please say hello to our band, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is everything you'd want in a Green Bay Packer. A terrific player and a terrific human being. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Tremont Williams. Appreciate it. Pick the far seat if you will. Tremont, how are you?
I'm fine. What about you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Thanks in large part to that game yesterday, which we will get to in a moment. But first of all, Tremont, would you say job one for you is like covering receivers as a cornerback?
No doubt about it.
All right.
No doubt about it.
Well, I want to show an example of you going beyond the call of that duty. And it happens to be my favorite Tremont Williams play from this season. Sam Shields with the interception. Tremont Williams, watch him right here. Watch what he does to this bear.
That's funny.
One more time. Tremont, I think that guy was Santanio Holmes, and I think you knocked him out of the league. I think the Bears cut him.
Oh, that's tough, man. I don't wish that on nobody.
That's my favorite play by Tremont Williams. Also, ranking right up there, the four takeaways you guys had defensively against the Philadelphia Eagles, including your interception. You blanketed that dude. Is that the biggest thrill for you still, an intercepted pass?
I love interceptions, man. it was tough because I had to fight for the ball. I mean, he was trying to post me out. He kind of brought me back to my basketball days. You know, I had to DM up a little bit. I had to get around him and get the ball.
Now, Tremont, when you see another interception was made by that fella, 6'7", 287, Julius Peppers. When you see that guy, 13 years in the league, 34 years old, when you see him do this stuff, what does it do to you as a teammate? What does it do for you, I should say?
We just finished talking about those Chicago Bears guys. I mean, we're thankful that they got rid of that guy. And able to get him over here. So, I mean, it's excellent to see a guy of that stature come here and show what he's capable of doing, especially at that age. You know, you don't get that too often. So it just shows that the beast that he is.
Tremont, that wasn't the only return touchdown, of course. Micah Hyde had the punt return, Casey Hayward the fumble return. Those dramatic turnaround plays that happen just like that, mm-hmm. Are they big for a team? How big are they?
They're huge. You know, anytime you get that, first of all, as a defense, you know, you got to understand that you got to go right back out on the field, you know, just from getting on the field. But when you get those plays like that, the offense, the defense, the special teams, we don't count for those points. So if you can get points of that nature, plus you got Aaron Rodgers behind center, not much guys can do about that.
Speaking of which, Tremont, now, during training camp, you go against them every day. Mm-hmm. Not so much during the season, once in a while, but during training camp every day. Does anything he does surprise you? I mean, the guy's playing at an incredible level.
It's funny because I sat back and I watched him during the game, and I kind of sort of felt sorry for those defensive backs out there. not because, you know, Jordy was getting behind them, but because the places where the ball was placed at, even if they were in great coverage, it was nothing that they can do. So for me to see that, I kind of felt sorry for those guys a little bit, but I was glad that that guy's on our team.
Now, Tremont, talking about your individual game, it seemed for the most part they avoided you. They stayed away from going to the guy you were covering. Did you kind of get that sense during the ball game?
A little bit, because the first half I don't think any action at all. Second half they started throwing Nile routes. You know, if you guys don't know what Nile routes is, it's just the quarterback just turn out and just throw it right to the receiver. They don't even run a route. So that was the way to get him the ball. And, you know, I kind of got that feeling, but I had that feeling for 2 weeks now. I didn't get much action last week against Chicago either.
All right. Tremont, hang on to your helmet, buddy, because it's time to go in the huddle.
There we go.
In the huddle.
In the huddle, the exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Tremont, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, in this case, now I noticed, like when you're playing, sometimes you're up, mm-hmm. sometimes you're back. This time, clearly, you're up in Jeremy Maclin's face. What makes that decision for you?
Mainly down in distance. If it's a third and short or a third and, you know, five, I'll probably get up and press him, you know, take away space away from the receivers. If it was a little bit longer, I'll probably play off, anticipate that they're going to run a sticks route, and try to make the play on the ball, but I chose to get up this time.
Okay, let's roll the tape. And he's coming off. And, okay, at this point, okay, he makes his break. And you're reading what? And I also would like you to talk about the ability to turn your hips like you did and how important that is for a cornerback.
Well, I'm reading his hips at this point. Seeing his hips and his body language. His body language is going to tell you everything. If he come out and he make his break and he try to go full speed, you probably can anticipate a deep route. But if he's pacing himself, then you can kind of anticipate that he's going to stop and kind of sit on a route. But to be able to change your hips like that, they're just born with it.
You're just born with it. All right. It is important, though, isn't it? Okay. So at what point do you kind of know, hey, he's going to run an out on me?
He's actually looking back right now.
So you see him looking back, you probably can anticipate either comeback or back shoulder fade. So I'm trying to throw out an arm as I see his eyes looking up. So you see me get into his body. First thing I do is get into his body and look for the ball myself.
All right. So he slips, which the Eagles did a lot of, as a matter of fact, as I watched the tape. He slips down, and at this point, if we could look behind your helmet, are your eyes getting enormous? Here comes the ball.
Oh, man. You don't know the feeling.
You're right. I don't know the feeling. One of many. Okay, I can't get the thing to work. But anyway, let's continue on. And now it's a fight for the ball, correct?
So he's trying to get up and post me up, and I'm trying to get around. So I was able to get around and get my hand around the ball.
That had to be a hard catch to make. That was heavily contested, wasn't it?
It was. Mike was talking about putting a package in for me on offense, so, you know.
look how you left Sanchez right there.
That's tough.
And the circle works perfectly.
That's a good thing for a DB.
That's a good face. Well done, Tremont Williams. Coming up, earn your autograph starring Earl.